This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Joining us on the Troquel College WBEN live line with an update on what we can expect weather-wise is the king of all meteorology, and he is, of course, Andy Parker. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Tom, no problem. Sweating outside. It is a humid one today again.
Well, that just gives you an excuse to get ice cream later on. Just saying.
There you go.
Not that you need an excuse for ice cream, but it's always nice to have one in reserve. So what's going on with, I mean, obviously the humidity, but also the possibility of some nasty thunderness?
Yeah, that's right. There's some of that out there. We had such a beautiful Sunday. We had the clear skies, and then it boiled up. We had 90s across much of western New York. That big bubble of warmth is now being dislodged by a cold front. It kind of jagged as it is, but as it's sliding across the area, there's that lake breeze that we've heard about. Everybody kind of thinks about it in the wintertime where you see the lake band send going inland. Well, in the summertime, it's kind of the opposite where you have this line of wind, and inside that is where you have the clear skies, and around the edge is where you see all the storms, and that's what's firing up today. And so we have two lines of storms, some that are hitting the north towns. And before I say north towns and broad brush everybody, it's really a very thin line that's developing. The clouds are blowing up over the Tonawandas, northern Clarence, and then really they developed by Pendleton and then raced across, right across the border between Genesee and Orleans County, and that's where we find them now. Some of those storms were aggressive near the shoreline of Lake Ontario. Most of Orleans County saw rain. The northern section of Genesee saw rain. I think it missed Batavia proper. Now we go down to the south a little bit more, and we're south of Wyoming. So we are solidly in Cattaraugus in Allegheny County. This is where the heaviest rain and lightning, there's a bunch of lightning bolts falling right now by Cuba, New York, Rushford, Canada, Angelica, and then two of my favorite towns. I'd love to, when I get to say these, Tip Top and Tinkertown, which are just south of Alfred on Route 21, I believe that drops down there. Yes, it is. And that's where we're finding some of those storms. They go all the way to the Pennsylvania line through Bradford, Zippo Country, Smethport, Cowdersport, Shingle House, and they are going to continue to move off to the east. If you haven't had rain yet today, you're out of luck if you were hoping for rain, because this will do it. Once that front pushes that hot and humid air to the east, much drier air comes in tonight. Things will settle. The lake breeze will settle. We should be in for a pretty nice evening. So all of that action, if you will, is happening right now north and well south of Buffalo. If you're within that lake breeze, you're in that beautiful spot where you've got clear skies above you, but you can see those towering cumulus clouds, kind of the ring of fire that develop around the edges of that lake breeze.
So bottom line is people's softball games and outside recreational activities should not be affected tonight, because what we're seeing right now is all we're going to get.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, if you're not looking up underneath one of these big cumulus clouds, you can see them in the distance. They are moving off to the east. If you're inside that lake breeze boundary, you're going to do okay. If you're outside of that, if you're underneath some of those big towering cumulus clouds, you've got about another 2 to 3 hours before that'll begin to, that threat will diminish. And if you're in the southern tier, I mean, it's going to be a wet go between, it's 3 o'clock now. It should be exiting Alfred and Hornell and Genesee and Wellsville probably in about a 2 hours and you're done completely with that. By the time it hasn't started in some spots, it will, but 2 more hours, all of that is out, and it should be a much quieter evening across western New York tonight.
You know, as a kid, I used to think Alfred was where Batman's butler actually lived. Let's go to Alfred. I want to see Batman's butler. But a couple of things real quick. Number one, flooding situation in Texas over the weekend.
Wow.
Do you believe it is a situation of people being alerted and warninged out? I mean, we saw kind of the same thing with the blizzard of 22, because you told us for days in advance of that, that it was going to be nasty, it was going to be epic, it was going to be terrible. And somehow in 2022 at that point, we, despite having far better communications platforms than we did in 1977, 2022 cost us more lives than did the blizzard of 77.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, when the warnings go out, there's thresholds that you have warnings that go up to. And then there are events that will exceed that, and there'll be the 100-year flood or the 1,000-year flood. And the situation that they had was that this extra-tropical system kind of sat there, and the volume of water that was produced went right off the charts. So they knew there was going to be flooding. And it's kind of like when you see a record setting number, it's oftentimes you don't want to, as a meteorologist, say we're going to go, you know, so far above the record. You know that there's a threshold that you usually reach, and so the warnings went out for that type of a threshold, and I think down there in that part of the world they expect these big rises on those rivers. It's not something that has never happened before, but then when the warnings went out, I think people, much like the blizzard warning here, people, okay, it's going to be bad. There's going to be some wind. There's going to be some snow. And they, okay, we can do this. We've gotten through it before. And then it decides to just kind of go up another notch. And people were expecting one part, you know, they're expecting a level that's here, but then it overperformed and just, you know, held on. And then really people weren't prepared for the veracity of the wind and the snow, the blindness and the cold here in Buffalo down there, the volume of rain and the way it fell, where the two rivers, become confluent. And it was a terrible spot for that water to fall. And that rise on the creek was unbelievable. And if you've seen any of the time-lapse videos, the rate at which it rose and how it came through as a wall in some spots is really an amazing sight, but one that if you were on the banks of that, you had very little reaction time to it at all. If anything, you look at it and you say the warnings went out, the potential for flash flooding, that should in itself, anyone with interests near the banks should now be on high alert, no matter what. We see it here when we have ice jam flooding. Everything looks fine. The creeks are frozen and the warnings go out. You know, we all know that the warmth is coming. There's going to be a thing and it's going to let loose and which community is going to get hit. Everybody who's in those areas should be on high alert during that time. And I think we do get numb to the volume of warnings that go out. We are warned or overwarned for a lot of things. And I think it has a numbing effect. And that can be a problem too, because now you don't hear the real warning through the noise sometimes. And that was my biggest fear with the way the blizzards are handed out with the warnings. That sometimes when there's so many events with the same title, people get numb to you don't have like a blizzard 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You just have the word blizzard. And if you have 4 weak ones and then a big one hits, people are used to the weak ones and they forget that they can become, they can reach another level here. So I think that's part of the issue. I don't think it was anyone's negligence in this situation, because looking at what was issued and when it was issued, there was definitely, everybody knew the rain was coming. Everybody knew it was going to be a big volume of rain. And then this thing hit and stuck at the worst possible point on the map and created that catastrophe, which is horrible.
Andy, cell phones and technology are great, but one of the ideas people have been floating, or you just heard a story on WBEN about this, is maybe it's time to put sirens in to bring back what we used to call civil defense sirens or air raid sirens, except we use them for meteorological warning purposes. Do you think that would be a good idea?
You know what? There are some of those. I know that they've launched a few of those up here for weather things, and I don't think it's a bad idea at all. I think if there's a situation that in the short term, that just putting out a blurb on Facebook or on social media or on the website doesn't suffice, that you can hit a button and you can trigger all the cell phones in that area. For a situation like that, that could be a life-saving moment where you're not dealing with something 2 days in advance, but you're dealing with something here and now. I can recall a situation here about a decade ago. There was some flooding in Gowanda. And about 4 to 5 inches of rain fell right on the creek, and it all funneled through and then it roared through, I think it was Brockton and those areas, washing out bridges, and it came through again in a matter of hours. And that would have been a moment where if you could trigger cell phones, and it did happen in the pre-dawn hours, it flooded the thruway. I remember I was standing next to an 18-wheeler in the center median that was submerged. It was that kind of water that was instantaneous. I do think that would be something that if they had that as a tool in their chest and they used it sparingly, it could be very popular.
Yeah, got to be used sparingly, though, and people have to know what it means. It's not a test. It's not a drill. It's the real thing. So turn on WBEN.
That's exactly it. I think that's where you have to have that. You can't overuse it. I'll say it again. I think we are, as a society, from a weather standpoint, we become overwarned for a lot of things, which is great because things shouldn't slip by. But unfortunately, I think it numbs the audience to a lot of the messages. You know, especially
it's the boy who cried wolf syndrome. We used to call it the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, the midwinter. You've heard, you're going to tell me about another 2-3 inches. You know, when you hear it too much, it doesn't have as much of an effect. So I agree with you 100% on the boy that cried wolf situation.
Yeah. Andy, looks like a dry evening. The boiler is over with, and you see for the rest of the week some decent, enjoyable temperatures or something more savage, perhaps?
No, I do. The word savage in weather, that's a neat way to savage heat. I may have to pocket that one and save it for another day. But the savage heat, no, that is exiting. Those 90s, a lot of people said that was too much. The combination of the 90s and the humidity was more than they could handle. But we're dropping back to the upper 70s to near 80 tomorrow. And I think we're going to be in the low 80s again on Wednesday and Thursday. I don't see any big jumps you know, up. I don't see any big drops. I think we're going to hold right at that perfect summer level where a lot of people are pretty happy in that 75 to 85 degree range. And the humidity will drop down tomorrow. It doesn't disappear. I mean, it's summertime, but it is going to lower. And it we have a lot more pleasant time this week than we have storms. This is about the stormiest it's going to be this week.
Well, good to know. Andy Parker, meteorologist, if people want to enter your world and be part of the Andy Parker cult and go to Parkertown and drink Kool-Aid when it all ends, what should they do? Actually,
well, we don't send out blaring texts and disturb you in the middle of the night, but we allow you to text us. And if you send a text, just type the word weather, right? You want to know what's going on. And you send it to 503-ANDY. That's 503-2639. Just type the word weather, send it over, and you'll get an instant forecast back. And then you're able to ask some questions as well. So if you have a particular day in mind or an event that you're thinking about doing, we had somebody that was going to take their boat down to Cleveland on Monday and come back Wednesday. And they were wondering, you know, they looked at the forecast, but they just wanted that extra set of eyes to say, hey, is there anything we're missing in here? Happy to do that for you if you want to send a text.
Outstanding. Meteorologist Andy Parker, always a great pleasure to have you on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line. Appreciate it much.
You got it, Tom.
All right, Andy Parker there. He is the man, and we appreciate his time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.